It's time for another Good Day program.
Hi.
Time for another Good Day.
Good day.
We're streaming live audio and video at DougStephan.com. I have my hands up. It's not a hold up.
Let me see. I got to go over there. Let me see.
Not a stick up. We'll begin the program today with the words of Buddha, who said, "Do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment." Very powerful words. Do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. So those of you who have bought Powerball tickets, do not worry. You'll be a winner.
Just concentrate on the ticket you have.
Hooray for buying another one.
Did we buy our ticket yet, Dougie?
The ticket has not been procured yet, to the best of my ability, but the drawing is Wednesday and Saturday. Although there are other... Isn't there a drawing pretty much every night, everywhere, for all of this stuff?
I could buy us a lottery ticket or a Mega Millions, but I can't buy us Powerball, so, you know.
All right, I can buy Powerball.
All right.
All right, so get to work on that right away. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Who knew this would be the program that you could listen to and watch? You can watch me anyway. And
you look very nice. You're wearing a button-down shirt today.
I am, as a matter of fact. Yes, I'm button-down, ready for action. One of the best things that has happened in America, I'm one of these people who likes to tout America for good reasons, America, and genuine reasons.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who spend a lot of time building up America, and they're using phony reasoning or thoughts. I think if there's something that's good that's going on that really is a good story... And that's, frankly, that's what this is all about. Any good conversation, no matter what time of day or night it is, it really all is about storytelling. And you're a good storyteller, Jennifer Horn, for sure. You got great things going on in your mind.
Thanks.
And the experiences that you have relate to a lot of people who listen to this program, as do I and the others. That's why the folks who are here because they are relatable. And this is a story that relates to all of us. As you know, I am not a fan of the European consortium that makes the Airbus. There
right.
are four countries, France, Germany, England, and Spain, that have conspired over the years to chip away, and they've successfully done this, at Boeing's, not when I say lead.
And tell people again why you don't like the Airbus, because I think that's important.
They're crap. They're a cheap plane. It's like, remember the old Hyundais when they first came out?
Yes.
Remember them? Okay.
See, for a short haul, I actually think the Airbuses are comfortable.
Well, they've made a better plane as over the years, they've been able to change the process. So, honestly, at this moment in time, there isn't as much of a difference between what they produce and sell and what Boeing produces and sells. They have their amenities that they use that are superficial, that is, they aren't about really the operation or quality of the plane itself, but they can put in comfortable seats, make the aisle a few inches wider, you know, stuff like that. But my sister, who is an air, what do we do? They're not stewardesses.
Flight attendants. Yes.
She's a flight attendant for Delta, used to be for Northwest, and they have these Airbuses, the A319s, A320s, et cetera. And she said when they go through rough air, the difference in riding in a Boeing plane and the difference in riding in an Airbus is like night and day. You can hear everything creak and crack and moan and groan and rattle and shake because things are just not as well buttoned down. Does that give you a cause to feel good or bad about riding an Airbus? So they sell as many planes as Boeing does. So, you know, it's whatever it is, it is. The way planes are made today, like cars, things come from all around the world. An American-made car, American-made means it was assembled here. It doesn't mean all the components were made in America because that isn't the case with cars. It isn't the case with trucks. It isn't the case with most anything, including airplanes. So when we take pride that Boeing has now delivered its first 787 Dreamliner, it's with an acknowledgement, if you will, that the stuff that the seats are made from, some of the material comes from someplace other than America. The skin for the plane, composites from all around the world, various components are from the same people, frankly, that Airbus buys their stuff from. General Motors, remember the Toyota thing with the accelerator that stuck for the speed control?
Yeah.
Come to find out, most every manufacturer uses the same device from the same company. It doesn't make any difference whether it's an American company.
They just took a hit for it, huh?
Yeah. They didn't install it correctly. That's why it didn't work. But the same tool, the same device is used for cruise control for most everything that's made. Now, when it comes to the new Boeing planes, there are lots of things in the Boeing planes that are in the Airbuses because that's just the way it is now. But the fact that it's an American company and the fact that they've come up with this new design and the fact that they beat Airbus, even though it's taken them 3 years to perfect. The first 787 was supposed to be delivered like about 3 years ago. But because it's so new, subject to so many problems, maybe the right word, the suppliers couldn't quite do things the way they wanted to. They took no chances, made sure the plane was perfect. And so now the first flight for the airline ANA, All Nippon Airways, took place yesterday. And here's a BBC report on the first flight.
The future of green aviation turns up 3 years late. Boeing delivers its first 787 Dreamliner to one of its customers, taking off from the plane maker's headquarters in Seattle to join the fleet of Japanese carrier ANA. Good for airlines, good for passengers too, not to mention the environment. No wonder the media are desperate for a look. A revolutionary carbon fiber design cutting down on fuel by a fifth. A smoother ride for those travelling by Dreamliner. Cleaner cabin air, higher humidity, mood lighting on the largest windows in the skies, electronically dimmable, all combining to cut down on jet lag and make sure we get where we're going as refreshed as possible. But it's taken a little bit longer than expected to get it just right. Boeing's taken more than 800 orders so far for its $200 million green plane, the first one due to enter service towards the end of October. And while it may be an American plane, a quarter of it is made in Britain.
Yeah, see there.
Was that the guy from Geico?
Yeah. The English version thereof.
Yeah.
So it saves. It's been referred to as the green plane.
Right.
Because it's environmentally friendly, uses 20% less fuel. The engines are designed. Yeah, it's good for the airlines, good for everybody. It's good for the atmosphere. You know how much pollution comes out of the planes?
Yeah.
It doesn't dissipate as quickly because the air is so much thinner at 35, 40,000 feet. So that stuff kind of stays there. I think more than anything else, nobody will admit to this, nor will anybody really take this on. I've always thought that it was really the release from airplanes that affects the weather a lot more than whatever it is that we're doing here on the ground. The effect of the planes flying basically in the same channels in the sky where the weather is made affects it more. Anybody buy that? 800-510-8255. All right, so this is Captain Sully Sullenberger. Remember him?
I do.
Sullenberger was the pilot of the Airbus A320. U.S. Airways flight took off from LaGuardia, was on its way to Charlotte, and made it about 15 feet. Well, that's an exaggeration. Maybe 1,500 feet. And they got swallowed, the engine swallowed a bunch of birds. And so that was the end of that flight. And he was able to glide the plane into the Hudson River. Everybody got out safely.
He's a hero now.
He is a true American hero. Anyway, here he talks about his experience as he got onto this new 787 plane.
I had a chance to visit Boeing in March of 2010 and talk to some of the people there, the test pilots, the engineers, and some of the production people. And I had a chance to tour the airplane on the ramp. And you've got a chance to fly the 787 simulator. It flies really nicely. They work very hard to make it feel like a more conventional airplane, even though it's fly-by-wire. But it's beautiful to see this, and I'm really glad it's here at Oshkosh. The Boeing philosophy is to have soft limits that warn you when you're getting to a certain point, but if you need to go beyond that in terms of performance, then you're able to. It's a beautiful set of displays and great visibility out of the cockpit, and I particularly like the fact that there are head-up displays, HUDs, on both sides for the captain and the first officer. Now, these engines are so large, I would hope that it would take more than a flock of geese going through the core to result in near-zero thrust.
That's a reference to his own experience. Mm-hmm. So here's, for the average flyer who doesn't know from nothing except I want a seat in a plane, I want to get from point A to point B.
Right.
He will be, as was pointed out, I think, in the first excerpt, what I've read about this plane, and people who listen to me know that I'm very interested in flying. I'm interested in transportation in general. I love trains and planes and buses. I used to own a bus company, and so I kind of know my way around. The 787 is sort of a conglomeration of two planes that Boeing has had great success with, the 757 mm-hmm. and the 767. The 757 seats about 189 on average with their usual configuration, and the 767 about the 767-300 about 100 more. This plane is designed to replace, if you will, both of those. It's a wide-body plane, so it has two aisles, and the largest of them, of these planes, will seat a little bit over, I think, 300. The 777 seats 389, so it takes 200 more than the 757 and about 100 more than the 767. The 767 200, which is the first of the 767s, seated about the same number of people as the 757, but it was configured in a way so that you get first class, business class, and economy class in that plane. That's why it's
steerage.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, I think it's good. The point I'm making here is it's good for America. This is a very cool thing and something that we ought to be proud of, as so many people rip apart American business, and you can criticize them for taking longer, but you know what? At the end, they made something that was good, and that's something that we ought to be proud of. So I thought we'd take a moment or two to praise Boeing and the people that put the planes together. One of the things you heard from me a month or two ago when the American Airlines bid for 400 new planes, put together a package that gives about half the order to Boeing and half to Airbus. The problem was that Boeing couldn't commit over the next 4 or 5 years to being able to build all of the planes that was needed by American because of their problems with the union. And I said at that point, and I say it now, you're a bunch of dumbasses, you people who are in that union, because you screwed the company and America out of 200 planes. That's $250 or $60 million worth of business that we don't have because you can't get your act together. And I think that it is shameful that it came to that, frankly. And that's why I took that point of view, that tact, and repeat the statement today, as it's something that needs to kind of shake us out. 20 after on Good Day.
Why do women everywhere love Double Wear makeup? 15-hour staying power. It's Estee Lauder's number one foundation. Stays fresh, looks flawless all day, even through nonstop activity. So comfortable, you won't believe it's long wear. Now in 22 true-to-life shades for every skin tone. Try yours for 10 days, free. Come into Macy's for your perfect shade of Double Wear in a 10-day supply. No purchase necessary, quantities limited. Find your makeup match at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Was Robin, as far as I'm concerned, and Adam West is Batman. I don't give a damn about the movies. You guys are it, Bert.
In real life, Adam thinks he's Batman.
Like in real life, real life?
Oh, no, I think he pulls on those leotards every day.
Really? How do they fit him these days?
Well, you know, thank God they're expandable.
You filthy criminals.
Southwest Airlines said someone is painting Arabic symbols on the sides of their airplanes, but they claim it's not a safety issue. Really? Some nut job is close enough to the plane to paint an Arabic symbol on it? Shouldn't that be a red flag, huh? Meanwhile, I'm getting cavity searched for 2 ounces of Suave shampoo. Hey! Hey! American Airlines announced this week a new premium class treatment for passengers in first class, which includes pajamas, slippers, and quilted blankets to help them sleep. Yeah, that's in first class. See, to help you sleep in coach, they put a plastic bag over your head, too.
When you came up behind me. I love that.
That's pretty funny. All right, a little comedy, a little chuckle, 25 after Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Oren and Doug are just talking about the 787 airplane and how it is good for America. And it would have been better for America if the guys and the unions had gotten their butts online or getting their right, you know, getting the right attitude toward how to fix. We have all these people talking about jobs and benefits. It's amazing how self-serving some people can be. It's the common goal of all of us, it would seem to me, to want to help each other and make this country better. That's just me, silly me, thinking that we would all of us want to collectively make things better here. Speaking of that, the Saudi monarch did something yesterday that is worthy of note and worth a 2020 news quiz question for a swell prize, which probably includes some free e-food, the great stuff that's available online. Check it out at DougSteffen.com. What did the Saudi monarch grant to some of the people in his country yesterday? 800-510-8255. It is, I will give you this much, a radical change because it fixes something that many people have been complaining about, not only in Saudi Arabia, but many of the other Middle Eastern countries, Muslim countries, if you will. What happened there, and we can, as an ancillary, discuss why it happened, but it will start a move or a trend to change things all over the Middle East. And I think, frankly, in terms of this particular issue, it forestalls the problem that they were about to have. 800-510-8255. 8255. What has the Saudi monarch done? Big, big change. What are you talking about?
You know, I take notes on what we talk about on this show because I love it so much.
No, you put it on the web.
I just wrote down Saudi monarch trivia. I don't think I ever thought I'd write those words.
Those words together are an amazing combination. Right. All right, so anyway, if you have the answer for that 2020 news quiz, 800-510-8255. All right, so Michael, Peter is doing the phones, right, taking the calls?
Yep.
All right. So I noticed that he just put up on the board somebody calling wanted to talk about vapor trails from the airplanes. That would have been a fascinating conversation. Where'd the guy go?
I want to talk back.
Well, I just think that it is. I said, for those of you who didn't hear what I said a few minutes ago, with regard to these new planes, the 787s, how they will spew 20% less fuel. They're using 20% less fuel, therefore 20% less of their emissions get into the atmosphere. I say that the emissions from the planes, because of the 30, 35, 40,000 feet where they fly, affects the weather more than the stuff that comes out of the cars and trucks that's on the ground. And so I was interested in having that conversation, and now don't have the chance because the guy went away. What's the problem? 800-510-8255, 28 after, and good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you heard the story about the woman who was charged $250 for the Neiman Marcus chocolate chip cookie recipe? Well, that one's a myth, and the recipe is actually available online. But guess what? Travel providers are also getting in on the act as well. If you've ever been on a cruise ship, you know half the experience is about the food. Now the website cruiserecipes.net has a collection of free recipes developed by cruise chefs from all over the world. Now we're not talking about dry chicken and pasta salad. This site features regional recipes served on high-end barges and riverboats, as well as the larger cruise lines. And don't worry, all the recipes have been adapted to family-sized portions. Although in-flight meals are practically an oxymoron here in the U.S., many Asian airlines are actually known for their food service. To prove it, Singapore Airlines has actually put together a cookbook of 50 gourmet recipes served in flight. But now you can also make them on the ground. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop.
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
At DougStephan.com and all of the regalia. Mr. Robotic here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. They still don't have, see me doing my robotics, Jennifer?
I love it. It's Mr. Roboto.
Still don't have the ability to quite make this like there was a camera in the studio because of the way the internet works and how we are all connected to this big television operation in Washington. The big show. It goes on. It may not, but it's fun for people to just kind of watch as you make reference to my button-down blue shirt. It's fun for people to just kind of get an idea of what it looks like in the environment where I do the program.
Yes. And so that's Michael had a good question. Yeah. If you look at your studio, Doug, there are two windows behind you, and only one has curtains.
It's because I'm in an austerity move.
It's very odd.
Right. 25 before the hour, Doug said. And then they have all these commercials that go across the bottom of the screen.
Yeah,
what's
it's weird.
That?
I don't like those.
800-510-8255. Just joining us, we are talking about the Saudi government, the monarch there, giving a sort of a new lease on life in terms of voters. So what has been done? 800-510-8255. Linda is in Evansville, Indiana. Have I ever spoken with you before, Linda?
No.
Never. Wow.
Never.
My loss. I'm terrified that I don't have more people like you calling and becoming a creative part of the program. So I'm happy you called.
Well, my pleasure.
Well, that's good. Are you just waking up?
No, I've been up for a little while.
Have you? All right.
Well,
so
good
you,
morning.
Then, no, Jennifer wants to say hi to you. What
good
is
morning.
It that happened in Saudi Arabia that is of note?
They will now allow women to vote.
Right.
Yay.
The supreme monarch. Don't you love that? The supreme monarch. This is a guy. It's kind of like with kings and queens. They're supposed to be better than the average duck.
Yeah, they're supreme.
They're supreme. Right.
If you were a Taco Bell, that means he has sour cream on him.
Well, but here's the question. If they have a supreme king, what do they need? What's the voting for? Why do they bother? I guess would be the question.
That's true. Because what's the option if you don't vote for the guy?
Right. Well, it's kind of like Saudi. Was it in Iraq when you didn't vote for Saddam Hussein? you either get shot. There was the motivation. Vote for me or I'll shoot you.
Or I'll shoot you.
Yeah.
Okay.
The campaign slogan. Yeah. All right. So here, apparently, there are municipal elections. And so women can vote. I guess they can also run, right, as well?
Yes. Yes.
So I could be the Supreme Queen?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, my gosh. I would totally have a Supreme song as my entrance music.
Some of the women, that sort of went down like a thud. I wanted it to hit the ground first before I kept going. Some women wondering how they would be able to campaign for office because they're not allowed to drive. Maybe that's the next thing that the supreme being over there ought to deal with, and that is women being able to drive. Do you think that would be a good idea?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So anyway, traditions of Islam that people don't understand. And it's probably a sign of the times, a lot of pressure to make things a little more equal because the people in Saudi Arabia don't want to see what happened there be the same as what happened in Israel and Syria and Libya and probably most of the other countries in the Middle East before it's all done. So, Linda, you feel good about answering the question and being a star?
Oh, yes.
That's good. All right, so we're going to give you some free e-food, all right? Is that a good deal?
That's great.
All right, thanks, Linda. 800-510-8255. Jennifer and Doug now with John. If you're just joining us, spent a few minutes in the last half hour talking about the new Boeing 787, first one delivered to ANA in Japan as the first customer. They have orders for 800 or 900 of these planes. They cost about 100-something million bucks a piece. And it's good for America because Boeing is the largest exporter of anything in terms of dollars in our country. So having said that, I also was talking about how the plane itself is air-friendly, uses less fuel, its impact on the environment literally is much less. And I said I thought that the emissions from the plane were more responsible for our weather because of where the emissions are dropped than not. John, you have a yes or a no or a comment about that?
I think so. I don't know if it's so much the emissions, but I don't want to seem like I have a tinfoil hat on. But basically, if you go and Google, there's a difference between chemical trails and vapor trails. If you look up in the sky, you'll see a bright, nice day, and all of a sudden you see planes flying across.
Yep.
You'll see it stay up in the sky, and all of a sudden you see it spread. Not quite like a puffy cloud like we're used to, but like a synthetic cloud. And then you'll start seeing them X, doing like a tic-tac-toe board. You know, that's my view on it. And
the X, I don't understand what you're saying.
Well,
how is that?
They go on a flight pattern that goes horizontal, then vertical, which is, if you know flying, I don't know how you
You knew
get...
flying like I
know
flying.
Flying.
Oh, what a trip. Uh-huh. Okay, anyway, you were saying?
No, but anyway, you know, that's just an observation if you look up into the sky. And
look,
you wonder
up
why.
In the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Doug.
It's Super Doug.
No, but, you know, that's just my opinion. And
you're welcome to it, John.
Yeah.
Next time, keep it to yourself.
And I don't think you wear a tinfoil hat.
No, I don't think you do.
Not today.
No. All right, John. Thank you. 800, adjusting your tinfoil. Is that what this is about?
I just did, yes.
800-510-8255. Speaking about what's in the sky, at DougStephan.com today, we have some of the best shots of some of the best spots in our country to see the spectacular colors of autumn. I was making reference to some of the beautiful things that I saw in Vermont over the weekend at my sister's daughter's wedding. And one of the things was the beginning of the changes. I'm one who celebrates this, but also it distresses me because I don't like... I think I'm getting over it. I think I'm getting over it.
The fact that you don't like fall.
Dislike of fall. Yeah, right. I think I'm getting
over
that.
I love fall. I think it's really beautiful. And it's kind of a time, I think, for your soul.
You live in California, and so do I. So why should I worry, right?
Well, we don't get fall until after Christmas.
Right. Fall lasts for 2 days in Los Angeles.
It's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it's not that bad. But anyway, the point I'm making is that we have a slideshow, and on the slideshow, Let's see here. I see we still have some happy time on the farm, but there also is this shot. Let's see how we've presented this. Actually, what we did was presented in a special package in the Today's Show section at DougStephan.com. So we have the farm pictures and the spectacular colors of fall. So check those out at DougStephan if you want to. You don't have to. Nobody's saying you must do this, but it's kind of cool. I think it's cool. One of the other things that is at DougStephan.com, a story about the yesterday we were talking about this, actually, in the good news department, the Alabamians who have been given the chance, if they are convicted in court of nonviolent crimes, they have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Go to jail or go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Go to jail or go to church. Which would you choose?
Jail going to church.
Or church? Well, it's going to church in some circumstances.
That's
like
not
going
punishment.
To jail.
That's a good thing.
What, going to church?
I know.
Of course
to
it's,
you, it's punishment.
If you, well, not necessarily just to me. There are a lot of people who think that going like to Sunday school or to catechism class or some of these things that are put together to train you in the Word, right, to be seekers of the truth. What is it with speakers of the word and not doers only or something? What is that stuff that we learn?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you see how well I did in Sunday school?
Yeah, I
loved
singing go to Sunday school.
In the choir. It was great. Well, do they have Sunday school in the Catholic Church?
If you don't go to Catholic school, yes. But I went
if you
to,
go
Catholic
to Catholic school,
so I was exonerated.
Really? You get special papal dispensation for not having to go to...
We had religion every day. We took religion class.
You got religion...
Ask me what I remember.
Nothing. Zero. Okay, so our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, how often do you go to church or another house of worship? 37% of you when filling out the form, thank you, at DougStephan.com for the poll, said you couldn't remember last time you went to church. Another 37 or 38% of you said at least once a week. So a third of you said you never go. A third of you said you go once a week. And the rest of you, the other third, couple times a month, once every month or so. And then there's the glorious C&E crowd.
The C&E crowd.
The C&E crowd is? Da-da, da-da. You don't remember?
What?
You remember what the C&E crowd is.
Christmas and Easter.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
No, I thought you were telling me the number of how many people.
Went to a couple times, 11%.
11%, okay.
Yep, right.
So I was waiting for the results.
I know you were.
Of my people and I.
Also... From today's show, there is a story about the U.S. Postal Service, and the news is about every other day now, suggesting that it's going to end the long-standing rule that stamps not feature people who are still alive. Now they're going to make stamps. Boy, this is going to be a big draw. This will save
you
them.
You want to know, funny, I didn't know that you had to be dead to get a stamp.
Yeah, you have to be dead in order to get a stamp.
Did not know
or
that.
Or did until now. This is going to save the post office. They're going to get their $5 billion to pay their retirement by the end of the year by selling stamps that have people who are still alive on them. And
can
our
you
poll,
put your own face on a stamp? That would be cool.
And if they're really clever, you could make your own stamps. That's a great idea.
Yeah. See, that would save me.
Make your own stamp. All right. So let's do this. Let's make your own stamp. I'm making a note here because I don't have time to do this right now. Make a stamp. What would you put on it? What face or face or picture?
It'd be you, your dog.
Right. Okay, that's a very good idea. Yeah, you're so clever.
I know.
What would you put on? You know that?
I'm going back to bed now. I give you my one good idea a day, and then
yeah,
that's it.
And you're done. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of good ideas, the question for those of you who have tired, achy feet. Ever stop these tired, achy feet stop you from doing what you want to do?
A whole day of heels? Ugh.
If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen because in the next 60 seconds, I will tell you a way to eliminate the suffering. No more suffering. You need to try Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotic inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you have to do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. It's revolutionary foot mapping technology there. We'll measure your arch type and pressure point. And then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your feet. Individual orthotics for your feet from Dr. Scholl's. How about that for a thumbs up? That's it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. Guaranteed to work, or you'll get your money back. What could be better than that? Visit drscholls.com right now, and you'll find the closest store for Dr. Scholl's folks, closest store near you. Listen to me. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics will start you feeling so much better, and with your feeling better, you'll be doing better, right?
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
All right, time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is brought to you by the folks who will fix your face, the folks that have made Tom Knife. Do you think that's too outrageous a statement to make, Ken? They will fix your face.
Provides a lot of repair.
It does. Yeah, I guess that, yeah, okay. So what it does is moisturizes your face. It supports collagen production in your face. Would you stop eating, Roberta? Do you know how crazy you make me when you do that? You absolutely drive me nuts.
Keep going.
All right, anyway, Tautinol. I want you to know that this is the real thing here, folks. Tautinol is a moisturizer. It's a cream. It has three powerful ingredients. So how does this help people who are worried about their aging process?
Well, we all want to look about 10 years younger. We want to get rid of those deep wrinkles. We want something that's safe and effective. Avoid the needles, the cutting, the surgery. This is the real thing. It was developed by a plastic surgeon. It'll do the job. And if it doesn't work, the nice thing I like about it is you'll get your money back.
All right. This actually tightens up your skin. Another benefit of this cream is that it is it's easily available, and you can buy two and get one free. That's the deal. And as Ken said, there is a money-back guarantee. Dial 800-291-2584. 800-291-2584. It's perfect. What else can you say other than something is perfect? Great, great, great. If you're a member of the anti-aging movement, you'll want to have Tautinol. 800-291-2584 for the special deal. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. Eating styles rubbing off on those who are in the same room. If you stand up and eat instead of sitting down, your children will do the same thing, right?
Doug, this is out of the American Journal of Public Health this week. It said that husbands and wives begin to look like each other over time. Well, this new study suggests they also begin to eat like each other as the years pass. It seems that people we consider meaningful in our lives tend to share a lot of the eating behaviors that we do. And the good news is that we can use those people to help us make better choices across all relationships. The eating pattern most likely to be shared was, guess what, alcohol and snacks.
Wow. Isn't that powerful? We all, if you don't know it, it really is about the environment that you live in.
It's contagious.
Yep. Okay. Here's another interesting thing about where you come in the birth order in your family, how successful you are in a sense.
Out of Market Watch, firstborn kids are the most likely to earn higher salaries and hold top executive positions. Those who were born first usually go into fields like government, information technology, engineering and science. Middle children often go into law enforcement, firefighting, construction, education, and personal care. Those who are born last frequently go into art, design, architecture, editing, writing, information technology, and sales. Only children tend toward information technology, engineering, nursing, and law enforcement. The important thing is if you have more than 4 years between your sibling, you're probably now a first child.
Really? Huh. All right. Some interesting things there. Dr. Ken here with the info on Good Day. 51 past the hour.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now 53 past the hour.
Buddha say, put your pants on, Doug Steffen.
Buddha says, do not dwell in the past. Do not dream of the future. Concentrate the mind on the present moment. Jennifer translated that into you. Those of you who view the streaming video.
No, I don't, Doug's naked from the waist down.
Naked. I have on my shorts, but I don't overdress, shall we say, because most people can't see me other than from the waist up. So,
right.
I mean, other than when I get up and I move around in here, then you can see whatever it is that I have on for boxer shorts at the moment. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of endearing, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what we're calling it these days.
I think that's what Edith just said when she called. I love looking at Doug's shorts.
Just be lucky it's not Speedos, yeah, hey, ladies.
Can you imagine if it was Bill Bennett, would he look like in shorts?
No, I think there'd be lots of belly hair. That's all I can imagine.
All right, time now at 54 past the hour for us to focus on technology. Guess how the tech tailor was recently scammed.
Uh-oh.
Can you believe it? Alex Goldfein,
who's so
a pretty
smart.
Sharp character,
yeah,
says he was scammed, and he's going to tell you where he went wrong as a warning to you. Let this be a lesson, ladies and gentlemen. He's up next here on Good Day.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
So I've been trying to obtain tickets for an upcoming NFL football game. I want to take my dad, as we've never been to a game together. And I'd like the seats to be decent, but not amazing, because in the NFL, amazing equals really, really expensive. So I bought two tickets on Craigslist. The seller communicated quickly in response to my every question for days. He emailed me photos of the tickets. When it was time to come up with a place to meet, he asked me to meet him somewhere that was very far from me and very close to him. He said he was a widower, a single dad with a one-month-old daughter. I felt bad for him. I told him, not to worry, I'll pay by PayPal, but you need to get me the tickets the same day. I paid. The tickets never came. I got played. And guess what? PayPal takes a month or longer to return your money. If you're buying on Craigslist, the rules of the transaction are simple. In-person only, cash only. I know this, and I still got scammed. Listen to all Technology Taylor Minutes, including this one, for free at TechTaylorMinute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. Ooh. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
With the start of the fall football season, football being back and all, it's also time for Doritos Crash the Super Bowl contest. Aha. Mm. This year, the prize is bigger and better than ever before, as we hear from Brian Osich.
For the past 5 years, Doritos has dominated the USA Today ad meter with its consumer-created spots. Doritos' Jared Drinkwater says this year, Crash the Super Bowl is back in action with the most life-changing contest grand prize to date.
Our fans have definitely proven they can beat the biggest ad execs. This year, it's time for them to make their mark on Hollywood. So we're offering our winning consumer the chance to work on an upcoming Doritos project with one of the hottest teams in the entertainment industry, The Lonely Island.
Drinkwater says they're the team behind the off-the-wall digital shorts like Grammy-nominated I'm on a Boat.
These guys are hilarious. And one of the contest's most unique twists to date, The Lonely Island will also create a Doritos ad that will air during the Super Bowl, going head-to-head with the winning consumer-created Doritos spot. It's a contest first for us, and we can't wait to see what happens. On top of that, there's also $1 million on the line if one of the ads scores number one in the USA Today ad meter. Check out CrashTheSuperBowl.com for contest details and entry deadlines.
For more, the website again is CrashTheSuperBowl.com. That's Newsbreak from Doritos.
CrashTheSuperBowl.com. That's cool. DougStephens.com. Today, we have some information from our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, explains why you ought to be adding spicy foods to your diet. Find that out and lots of other things that are important as to how food fits into your life at DougStephens.com. Did you know?